What up, people? It's your boy Justin Ramos here with a brand new episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. I got my main man, the creator of Latino Laughter, George Diaz here. What's up, George?
What's
how you doing?
Up?
What's going on? Look, oh, the sound effect. Boom!
Wow.
That was a real five.
Serious. What's up, man?
What's going on with you? How you been during this whole
COVID, bro? I've been like trying to kill myself for the last fucking year, bro. It's just been boring. I've been going to one place to another. They were trying to book me to do outside jobs, like, you know, outside comedy. I said, fuck out of here, bro. That's where
you
the jersey flying, motherfuckers. Nah, I don't want some fucking person sneezing on me and fucking killing me, bro. So bad enough I can't breathe already because I'm too fucking fat. Imagine I got a fucking breathing problem because somebody just coughed on me. Fuck out of here.
So was you doing the Zoom? You was playing Hollywood
Not
Squares?
Not even. Fuck that shit. I didn't even want to see anybody at that time, you know? It's just like, you know what? Everybody, first, you know, you're a comic, I'm a comic.
Yep.
And I'm a producer, and I'm actor, whatever. I got all the titles, right?
Yeah.
So, as having all the titles, sometimes you just gotta say, fuck it, I don't need it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I make money no matter what. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, all these guys are like, yo, I gotta go do this. Well, that's because you ain't making money. So,
yeah,
go do your fucking death patrol.
They don't know what to do. So, a lot of comics don't have real jobs, so.
Yeah. I have no real job. I just own shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's the whole thing. It's comedy that's got it to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, doing this, doing that, doing a movie, doing a commercial. You know, a lot of stuff is afforded to me. You know what
I mean? Yeah,
yeah. I don't stay home, you know, when it's no COVID. When there's no COVID, I'm out, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
When there's COVID, I'm inside my cave, bro. I don't even want anybody near me, bro.
So what was you making bread last year like everybody else on TikTok?
Dude, we were just about to sign a tour of 220.
No. I mean making bread. Were you making bread like everyone else
was last year? Like me, like I was making.
Remember everybody was baking?
I was doing something.
Yeah.
You know?
He talking about money. I'm talking about actual food.
No, I was making food. I was making, you know, dirty rice, pasta.
Yeah,
I was doing that shit, but that's because I wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Some Puerto Rican dishes, some arroz con gandules.
Oh, he's taking it back.
Plus, I also made furniture on TikTok. You know the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not one of those. You know what it is? I'm not a hog. I'm not a fucking a fame hog. I'm not looking to be like, oh my God, please touch me.
I gotta be on Clubhouse. I gotta be on Snapchat.
I gotta show my ass so that way somebody likes me.
You know what I'm saying? No, that's not me, bro. That's everybody else. It's not me, bro.
Well,
I mean, I would get my you know, thing lit up on camera and be like, yo, now, you want to see my Snapchat? Yeah, that's deep throating. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's talking about OnlyFans. He took it somewhere else.
That's right. I would do that shit all day. Yo, I'm a nasty nigga.
You're going to be online selling photos of your feet?
Wow.
That's something.
Wow, yo, you make fucking money. Yo, you make money. Wow. You know what? I didn't even think about that.
Everybody's
some nasty
doing it.
Feet. Some people like nasty feet.
Yeah.
Ooh, Justin.
You have smell-o-vision?
I got smell-o-vision, bro. I got that what's it, quadrophenia. You know what I'm saying? In my head. And
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I put my toes in someone's mouth. Fuck it.
What got you into stand-up? Like, when did you start stand-up comedy?
Wow. 1994, when we weren't allowed to be on stage all the time. Al Martin, actually, was one of the first ones to open doors for us. He did the, you know, the Latino and the Black night, the African American night and the Latino night.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturdays. Both nights were 9 and 11 or 11 and 12. You know how they do. They give us the late nights so, you know,
we can
have the undesirable motherfuckers.
Oh, exactly.
Coming through, you know what I'm saying?
So was that at New York back then? Or?
That was 24. And that was at New York Comedy Club, and also at the Improv, and also at Broadway Comedy Club.
Okay.
I'm still everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
I just stopped a lot because, you know, look, I'm going to say this. It's going to sound like I'm fucking an asshole, but I am an asshole.
Me too.
Everybody's doing what I did already.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they're trying to pocket it like they did it.
Mm-hmm.
No, motherfuckers. We did this shit 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, yo, we're going to do Spanish comedy. Good for you. Good for you. I wish you the best luck. I don't even want to fucking do Spanish comedy, bro. You know what I'm saying? That shit's dead to me. Because you know what? The whole world is in Spanish. And if you're going to do comedy, you want a fucking audience that'll listen to you. Am I right?
Yeah, that's
true. So what's the audience that's going to listen to you? In English.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that'll give you fucking money. So you know what? Go ahead. You keep with your little Spanish shit.
So you started in 94. When did you, like, start producing your own shows?
Wow. 2000. Well, no. I was on television already.
Okay.
I started with radio. I was on La Mega.
All right.
I was at Gordo La Mañana. I was a prankster. I was always doing some stupid shit. Way before, you know, all of that. And then we got Super Boricua, you know, who was one of the best comedians around. And Angel Lozada, you know, me and him were always crashing. And,
right.
And we were always in competition. So, to tell you the truth, man, I was busy.
Yeah.
I was busy trying to stay busy? Above Angelo, and Angelo was busy trying to knock everybody out. And boys, dude, we came up with some serious shit.
He knows you're talking about him. You hear the clock going off?
Yeah, bro. I love him, bro. I love him. Miss him.
Angelo's a good dude, man.
You know, amazing guy, bro.
Yeah.
Amazing guy. Too, you know, it's just sad that while he was making it, he had to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he did the Trevor Noah thing, which, wow, you know, for me. Watching all his Facebook shit. Don't get me wrong. I was fucking jealous.
On the inside, he was like, this motherfucker.
But on the outside, bro, I was so happy for him, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Because not too many of us get to that position because of all the bullshit that goes on. Because everybody wants to, you know, kill each other, you know?
Yeah.
And take over some sort of fucking...
Crabs in a barrel.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
and
true.
We shouldn't be like that because we're unique. We are the most unique fucking talent there is.
Yeah.
Because everybody's either black or white. You know what I'm saying? Black or white, you ain't fucking right. You know, we got the brown, the Latinos. We're mixed with all that shit.
Yeah.
So fuck y'all.
Yep.
We don't need you black. Like we don't need you white.
It's like gumbo.
Gumbo. We got your mix in our blood, so we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, maybe we should do the new Fania All Stars and do like the comedy version.
Or him. Fania All Stars. Oh, but that was.
Yeah.
All-Star was just dope. But I see that a lot in the clubs now. It's just like, there's a lot of separation.
Yep.
There's a lot of, like, hating.
Yeah.
Don't hate me because I'm fucking Puerto Rican.
Yeah. It's a lot of hate.
Hate me because I'm Puerto Rican and I took your girl.
Nah. The Latin lover.
Yep, that's it. You know what I mean? Hate me for that, bro. Hate me for something I did to you.
That's true, though.
Like, I effed your mom or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now your mom is around my ankles talking about, pero yo quiero más.
Yeah, it's true. It's a lot of separation. There's cliques in comedy.
Yeah. And,
there's different scenes.
But none of them are, like, hardcore cliques, bro.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, back in 94, we were hardcore. We were fighting, bro. We were fighting. I remember some dude talk shit. I'm not going to name his name because he's still around and like, he's a good comic now.
Yeah.
But I got in his face for talking shit about Victor. You know what I'm saying? He was talking shit about Tim. Turned around and said, who the fuck are you, bro? And he looked at me like, yo, what the fuck? I fuck you up. Said, you ain't fucking nobody up. Get the fuck up. Because I tell you right now, you say another fucking word about him, I'll punch you right in your fucking face. Yeah, and Victor heard all about it when he came back from vacation. He's like, yo, thanks. I'm like, nah, bro, no thank you, bro. They talk shit about you, they talk shit about me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I've called a couple comics.
Yeah, like, you got a problem. Do that shit. You shouldn't do that.
I'd be in my head like, yo, what's wrong with you?
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. You know what it is? Jealousy, number one. And Victor was doing like, you know what? Victor was gone because he was in college.
Yeah.
He wasn't even fucking doing anything, like, big. He was in college doing production, college production. How you gonna fuck with him? You know what I'm saying?
That's how these comics are, man. Yeah. So they see that. In their head, they see, like, oh, he's doing this or she's doing that. And they try and fuck with you a little bit.
Well, it's just hate. He hated the wrong person at the wrong time and around the wrong person.
Yeah.
Because I don't care who you are. Even if I don't like you, but you part of the crew, and even if I don't like you, I ain't gonna let nobody talk about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't hate him. You can't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can fuck with him. I can say what the fuck I want about him because I know him.
Yeah.
Because he's my boy.
Yeah.
Even though we hate each other, he's still my boy. But you can't talk about him because you don't fucking know him.
Yeah.
And you ain't got shit to say.
That's true. You know what That's I mean? True.
I'm Brooklyn, bro.
Yeah, me too. I'm from East New York.
Hell yeah, bro.
East New York.
Greenpoint, Bushwick.
Uh-oh.
Williamsburg.
Before gentrification.
Oh, hell yeah. The white people got rid of us.
Yeah, they really did. They brought
But it's not even the white people. It's the Chinese, the Puerto Ricans, the blacks. They all got money. And they're all like fucking that generation where like, we do computers.
Yeah, the sensitive bitches.
Yeah, that's sensitive. What they ought to mean. Yep, insensitive.
Did you see the article they had two, three weeks ago about the saltine crackers that we've been eating for years with cheese and butter?
Uh-huh.
That's the new trend. How funny is that?
Because I've been you doing know how hungry we were fucking to do that? Dude, we used to do tomato, mayonnaise, and fucking bread sandwiches, toast.
Yeah.
And burnt toast from the fucking stove.
Yep. You know what they're going to have soon? They're going to like, the new trend is, this is how white people talk in Spanish. Arroz con candiles with huevos. You're like, really?
Yep.
I've been doing that forever.
Do you have any pernil?
Yeah, have any pernil? Arroz
blanco? With the blanco arroz? Do you have habichuelas negra?
Habichuelas?
Habichuelas negra? But, you know, I don't care if they do that because, you know, something, they're coming closer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To me, I'm not into the whole white people this, black people that. I really am not. Because, you know what? We're all together in this shit.
Yeah.
Now we just got to stop separating ourselves and looking at shit that isn't really real.
That's true. Like, we all really, live together now.
Really? How many fucking white boys that are from Brooklyn, you know, talk like, hi, how are you?
None.
Yeah. And what do they talk like?
They talk like everybody else. Like, yo. Whatever they, whatever they hear in hip hop.
Yo, like all of us. I mean, I know white boys that you just like, yo, that dude's black.
Yeah.
And, you know, and everybody's like, yeah, he black.
Yeah. But he, I got friends like that.
Yeah.
And there's comedians like, we know white, that are like that.
But he's white colored. Damn, yeah. That don't mean shit. That means he was braised up in the motherfucking project.
You know, no, I have a friend like that. You I got an Italian mean? Friend like that that was born and raised in Brownsville. And his family still lives in the projects to this day.
Wow.
And you hear him talk, and he talks like everybody else.
Yeah, and
everybody
you know from Brownsville. And no one can fucking pull his card. Because you know what? He'll punch you in your fucking face. And that's the difference between the white boys that come from everybody else and the white boys that are from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And the white boys from the Bronx and the white boys from Manhattan is that they will punch you in your fucking face.
Yeah. Like, what you be say?
Like, yep.
Wow.
You know, they're not going to be those white boys.
I'm going to press charges.
I'm from Texas. We don't do that. No, when you're from Brooklyn, you do that.
I'm
going to
press charges.
Yeah.
Press charges. Someone call the cops. He broke my nose.
Yeah, you know, I'm not into that shit because I know the difference. I know real knows real, and you know Brooklyn when it's real. You know
why? Yeah, real Brooklyn knows real Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly.
Brooklyn knows how to deal with people from the Bronx, Queens. Yep. We don't talk about Staten Island.
Yeah,
Harlem, Island, Manhattan.
What's that?
Yeah, we're that.
Where the hell is that?
That's another country.
Ugh.
You got to take a $19 toll to get there.
I try to never go there. You know what I'm saying?
Unfortunately, I'll be there on Sunday doing a comedy show.
Oh. Yo, don't let them hear that.
I'm just kidding. I love Staten Island. I got family out there.
Don't give a fuck.
They paying me to be there. Anyway.
I used to do Cha-Cha's place, the mobster.
I heard of that Cha-Cha place, but I never been.
I used to do that on the weekends. And then me and him had a fallout because he said he called me to come get booked. He called my management. And my management knew I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So they probably told him no. And he thought they said, yeah. And then he calls me, I'll never book you again. I'm like, for Staten Island? Oh, my God.
Okay. I got to take a boat to get out there.
I'll be sad.
A free boat ride.
I'll be sad for like 30 seconds.
It's a free boat ride.
Serious, you know what I mean?
I'm trying to think of the year we met, too.
You I know young, we bro. Met. You're still young, so.
No, yeah.
I probably said you suck, too.
No,
I didn't. Good, no. Thank God.
We and met. I saw you. Like that. No. It wasn't like that. I saw you a couple times when I was producing at Broadway, because you had the radio station downstairs.
Oh, that's right.
And right before the Latino Laughter Comedy Festival.
Okay, that was.
So was that 17, 16, maybe?
17.
So, okay, 17. So it was around the time I was. Doing National Improv League with Eduardo.
Years. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
It was fun.
You know what? That was an amazing show.
It was fun.
I enjoyed
Even
it.
Even the one we started in Harlem, Taino Towers, where Smokey Suarez lives. Shout out to Smokey. And then we moved it downtown to the New Eurekan Poetry Cafe.
New Eurekan Rule,
yeah. Yeah. So that was cool. But that's how we met. I think I was either I had a show that night that I was producing, or I might have been on Curtis's show.
Okay.
Imagine was there.
Oh, Curtis. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, Curtis. Oh, crazy, my God. Curtis. Curtis
I know
is a nut.
Him since he first started.
Yeah, he's a nut.
He's a...
Yeah, Curtis is crazy.
I love him, though.
Yeah, he's crazy.
I know him. He is crazy, though.
Nice guy, but very crazy.
Very crazy.
So I think we was outside. It was me, you, and Imagine. Imagine smoking a cigarette, and then he just... Uh-oh. We got bloopers. Imagine's like, hey, man, this is Justin Ramos. You should put him in the comedy festival. And you're like, is he funny? He goes, yeah. I'm telling you, put him in.
Okay.
And then he goes, then you go, oh, well, I need him no audition. You should come down to my radio show. He goes, no, put him in it. And he's like, all right, send me a headshot. And then, the rest is history.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think that's how, yeah.
You know what it is? Sometimes I'm hesitant, but I trust Imagine. Imagine, you know, and I trust everybody else. But I'm the type of guy who I don't believe in not giving a young dude a shot. I believe in everybody needs a shot. Because you know what? Comedy, you know, I'll tell you how I look at comedy. Comedy is any given Sunday.
You understand? Your mother's ringing the dinner bell.
Exactly. Any given Sunday. You know that's true. Because you know what? Look, Robin Williams blew his fucking head off, you know, because he couldn't make the Sundays anymore. You know what I'm saying? Let's be fucking for real.
Yeah.
So any given Sunday is the real attitude of comedy. Because you can't be funny 100% all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You can be funny, but you're not going to be solid, crazy funny all the time. You got to work towards that. And then the only time that you're going to be that solid is when you got 5 years inside of you with the same material on that big stage. I've done it, seen it, so what?
Yeah, that's
true. You know? But I'm funny any given Sunday. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But I also believe that any given Sunday should be given to everybody.
Yeah. Everybody deserves their 5 minutes or whatever
their
10
or their
15
or whatever.
20,
you know
30.
What I'm saying?
Hour.
Yeah. Well,
back, we had a little hiccup. So you said any given Sunday.
Any given Sunday. Comedy's any given Sunday. I'm also believing in that. You should always, always give that shot to that fucking person you don't know. Because that person might be that star, that fucking rocket that will take you to another level.
Yep.
You know, I just met some new guy, and I think he's really fucking cool. He's with us right now.
Yes, he is.
He's got the Carlito puppet.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And he's funny in his own right, but that puppet is fucking dirty. 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 He got 100,000 followers, right?
Okay.
And they all clapping ass. They're doing porno, bro.
Puppet porno?
No. The chicks are fucking getting their men and their food and all that shit live on Facebook. I'm watching it going, what the fuck? Carlito the puppet is crazy. He's insanity. He makes people do porn on Facebook. And he ain't even with them. He is not even with them. He's on the other side. Let's go. You know, I mean, you can listen to him. He's fucking like, that's one of the reasons why I like him.
Yeah.
Because he's fresh. You know, I've worked with people all the time, and I've worked with other people I'm not going to mention. And all they did was,
don't give him no publicity.
No, I'm not. And all they did was become one dimensional.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What I want to do is show Carlito that he doesn't have to be one dimensional. And Carlito already knows that. He told me fuck off and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
so do we get to meet Carlito right now?
Yeah, we'll get to meet him in a few minutes if that's all right.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
You know what I'm saying? So
he's in the dressing room, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he's
in the green room.
He's a diva. He got all those porno bitches, bro.
But I call them ladies, man. I have respect for them, you know?
My bad.
I'm not like George, you know. Yo, what's good, man?
What's up? What's going on? You from Brooklyn?
Yeah, Brooklyn. Representing Brooklyn all day. What is it? Every day. I don't know. I can't say that shit. I forgot.
Carlito got stage fright right
Yo,
now.
Yo, man. It was Cinco de Mayo yesterday, man. I'm still hungover. You know what I'm saying? I'm Mexican.
He's a Mexican. Wow, bro. A Brooklyn Mexican.
Brooklyn Mexican.
No fucking... That's the worst kind.
Oh, man. What the hell? Racism is alive, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, first day I met him, he's like, yo, bro, you know how to, like, build furniture and shit from scratch?
That's racist.
Yeah, that is. But now I got a job. So I'm solid.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, Jack, bro. He's a new cat, and he's a go-getter. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I like. You know what I'm saying? Actually, he's going to be hosting. Well, he might not be hosting because Victor Cruz wants to host something. But I might just give him, like, that whole star lineup. Yeah. Just to come in and wreck
that's
the whole
a good idea.
Joint. You know what I mean? So, Carlito, how you feeling, bro?
Yo, man, I'm good, bro. I'm ready for anything you throw at me, man.
Even a chair?
Nah, man, I'll dodge that shit, man. I'm fucking quick. I'm not slow like you, bro.
Oh, he's gonna be fat. You see? But that's all right, because he's still a wet back.
Uh-oh. Oh,
nah, hell no. I got my green card ready, bro. I got my shit at Roosevelt Avenue.
Oh, shit.
I can get you one too, fellas. Just let me know. I got the hookup.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's quick. He's good.
It's creative.
I see that he's got the heart and the feeling to go forward, and I'm willing to help him. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel
There's
about
nothing
everybody.
Wrong with that.
You know what I mean?
Nothing wrong with that. Because even though you might be the only one on stage, you still should have a team of people with you.
Yeah.
Because you can't do everything by yourself.
No, you can't, bro. So. No, you can't.
That's what people don't get.
You're showing up to our show.
Yeah, on the 28th. Let the
people
know
where it's at. Well, I got to
change the date.
Yeah, because I don't want that undesirable crowd, bro.
Yeah.
You know,
you want prime time.
Prime time. And I always do prime time.
Prime time.
You know how comedy clubs get. But look at him. He's making that money, bringing in that prime money.
Yeah, yeah.
We can do it ourselves, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm sounding like Carlitos for a second. What the fuck is my problem?
You say you need that money?
Steal your voice, bro.
I need that money.
Yo,
I need
that money. I'm recording this shit right now just in case you guys, he kills me or something. And he takes
I know.
Fuck that shit.
You ain't got to worry about us. You got to worry about July 1st.
Yo, all he needs to do is sit on me for like 15 seconds and that's it. I'm done for.
Oh, damn. I'm gonna sit on you right now, you fucker. So, you know, so what I'm saying is like, yeah, man, any given Sunday, you got Carlitos, you got a bunch of new guys. I'm looking at new people all the time because I'm sick of fucking the whole diva shit, the Devo shit.
The same comics on every show.
Like, motherfucker, you've been saying the same joke for 15 years. Yeah. Get a fucking new joke. You know what? I have never said the same joke in 15 years. I mean, I've tried to say the same joke. But then I don't believe it after I make it. You know, listen, you can only talk about being in jail for so long.
Yeah.
You can only talk about throwing people out a window for so long.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It has its expiration date.
I got extortion. You know what I'm saying? I got jokes on extortion.
Yep.
And, you know, drug dealing and all that shit.
Yeah.
Stuff that I did for real.
No,
I did not. That's
like, I have a East New York gentrification joke, and I only got like 5 years left on it.
Yeah.
Because I know what happened in East New York recently. They sold the projects.
Oh, hell yeah.
So,
well, you know, Jay-Z, I'm going to say this, and, you know, it's going to sound fucked up, but Jay-Z was the real traitor to all of Bed-Stuy.
Yeah.
You know, he sold his soul for 1% of that fucking stadium.
Yep.
And then 1% of that stadium took over that whole fucking neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right? And then he sold it back to Jason Kidd. That
1%
back to Jason Kidd. So all that was him fucking showing his face. And I love Jay-Z. Don't get me wrong.
Me too.
I love Jay-Z. But that was all him showing his face, getting the people to believe in what he's doing. And then they took over.
Yeah.
And that's
and
all
it flipped everything. You see Fulton Mall now. It's totally different. Yep. Dr. J's is gone.
Yeah.
Who would ever think Dr. J's would be gone? Yeah. Modell's is gone. But Modell's is completely gone. So, same with Dr. J's. But it's different. You got all of these factory stores down there. Swarovski Crystal. No one ever shops in Swarovski Crystals. No one shops down there.
Crystals?
In that.
What is that?
It's a crystal company.
Oh, my God.
They do everything.
That,
glasses,
the ones
jewelry.
Where you put the crystals on your forehead and your middle of your thumb?
No, that's Lil Uzi Vert. Lil Uzi Vert got his implanted in his forehead like a jackass.
Serious?
Yeah.
Fuck.
He has, I forget how many carats it is, but it's a pink diamond that's implanted in his forehead. Yep.
I catch that motherfucker.
Dum dum,
bro.
Yeah, you just snatch it out like Thanos.
I moved to Thanos. Hell yeah.
What happened to Vision? He died.
He died.
Lil Uzi Vision.
I'm not that person. You know what I'm saying? So, Carlitos, what are you up to, man?
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Not nothing, man. I just had a show last night. It went pretty well. It's like the third, fourth time that I've been doing it live. And I had fun. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the future. That's it. And my lives later. You should follow me, bro. They're gonna be lit.
Oh yeah, definitely gonna follow.
Oh, his fucking live is sick, bro.
Yo, what's your social media handle?
Mercovelli.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I got one too, but Carlito's the puppet. Nobody ever asked me.
Poor Carlitos.
What are your feelings on number 45?
Number 45?
Yeah, the guy we just got out of office.
Trump? Fuck Donald Trump.
I like the song. Fuck Donald Trump.
See, I have a different view, bro.
Huh?
I have a different view, bro.
What's that?
I hate them all, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
Joe Biden ain't no fucking bad.
No. He's just a stuttering
that
liar.
That Pamela fucking cunt, I'll call her.
Oh, damn.
You know, is a real evil cunt. You know what I'm saying? And she did a bunch of fucking...
Her name is Kamala Harris. Let's get that straight.
Kamala fucking cunt Harris.
He called her something different. He was talking about Pamela. Yeah, you remember Pamela? Five fingers of death? Anyway,
right, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, not the vice president.
Oh, you're talking about the vice grip. Anyways.
But you know what I'm saying? I think as a nation...
Yeah.
We're going to have to start fighting back, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
come together.
Point, all of those redneck white boys are going to be good to hang out with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, man, how you doing? Yee-hoo! Can I get an M1635 clip with a fish towel? Fucking choking. Give me some shit.
God damn.
We're going to have friends named Gators. You
know, it's Gators. I know my rights.
The right to bear arms.
Right to bear arms and shoot everything. Oh, you know how that shit goes, bro.
So everything's starting to open back up. Comedy is starting to come. It's not normal yet, but it's getting a little more normal.
It's getting normal.
What do you think is going to happen? Because, May 17th, the curfew is over.
Uh-huh.
And I think full capacity is coming soon. I think it's the same month, sometime this month, the 17th.
Uh-huh.
And then we're fully open. New York City is fully open on July 1st.
What do you think's going to happen? Well, you know what I got to say? That whole, you know, we're going to miss the Puerto Rican Day Parade because that's June.
Yeah.
You know what
that
I'm saying?
That shit's not going to happen.
That sucks. But then we're going to have the fucking Columbus Day Parade.
Of course.
You know, so fuck that shit.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to invade the fucking Columbus Day Parade with a Puerto Rican flag and be calling it fucking Puerto Rican Indigenous Day. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to fucking invite all my Mexican friends, all my Colombians, to all bring their fucking flags. And we're just going to call it the fucking Great Latino Takeover.
Word,
you know what I'm saying?
Dope.
Just for the fuck of it.
That'd be,
you know,
mad
what I'm
fun.
Not because it's just Spanish. We're not even going to speak Spanish. We're going to speak English. We're gonna be like, fuck you, we're fucking coming down the avenue. It's Indigenous whatever day, but it's our day too. You know what I'm saying?
What are you going to discover that day? Because remember, he discovered something by accident.
I'm going to discover something to take it. I always wanted to manifest destiny, like break into someone's apartment and fuck them up and be like, it's mine now.
I discovered this shit.
Yep. I discovered your sneakers, your pants, your shirt. And your
everything,
wife.
Everything.
I name it the House of George, bro. You know, it's so true, though, man. It's so true. It's like, how you gonna tell me you manifested destiny and I can't manifest my own destiny?
That's true. That's
I
true.
I wanna manifest some destiny all over somebody.
That is true.
Yeah.
You got something, Carlito?
Yeah, well, if we're talking about manifesting, I wanna manifest some coochie that day.
Yo, Carlitos, you know what you should do? You should do a 100,000 ass cheek march.
That's hilarious.
Yo, and all you do is like every ass cheek gotta have somebody behind them slapping them to a beat.
Well, damn, that might get us in trouble. Bro.
No, it won't, because they'd be wearing their fucking tongs. And no trouble.
Yeah, no trouble at all.
Imagine 100,000 cheeks.
That's a lot of ass.
200,000
cheeks. I like the sound of that. Can I host that?
Like drumline,
but with ass cheeks.
Like buttline.
Buttline, yeah.
What did he just say?
Let's go.
The million cheek march.
The million. If you heard me, I'm like, I lost my English accent. The million.
You kind of sound like the actor from that movie. The plane. Buzz, the plane.
I hear Farley. That's all it. Chris Farley.
Yeah.
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 Thank you.
Thank you. That's a huge compliment. Chris Farley was a legend.
I love him, man.
Legend.
Yeah, I wish I could have met him, but he did.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow. That's cool, man. That's cool.
I mean, there's so many people I've met. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, I used to hang out with fucking, what's his name, from Saturday Night Live before he became, you know, got into an accident and got $30-some-odd million. You know,
oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I used to hang out with him all the fucking time. Mike Epps, all those guys. I mean, they might not remember me because, you know, when you make money, you don't remember nobody.
True.
I did the same thing when I made money. I didn't remember
Wait, I know you? I don't know you.
No, I don't know you.
Yo, we met at Boston Comic. When?
Fuck out
of here. Boston Comedy Club, wow, they don't
Boston
exist no
Comedy
more.
Boston Comedy Club is the fucking shit, bro.
I heard stories
Dave Chappelle
about them.
Used to show up to all my shows, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, and one time I gave him an introduction. He goes, thanks for the prison introduction. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Dave used to hang out, you know, Tony Woods.
Oh, I know Tony Woods, man. Tony Woods, great, great guy,
amazing.
Man. Great guy.
You know, I thank Dave Chappelle. Never thanked him personally, but I thank him for, you know, showing up and blessing our stage all the time. You know, Tony Woods, a lot of the guys. I mean, you know, a lot of the big boys used to come. And
yeah.
I knew so many, it didn't even matter, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because we're all the same.
Yeah. It would be like on a Sunday, and we did Sunday salsa. It was Sunday show,
yeah,
packed to the house. You know what I'm saying? So we were always packing.
Yeah, I passed that club before, because I'm really good friends with Franz Cassius.
Oh, okay.
And he showed. It's a there's a jazz club in the basement now, and the upstairs. Yeah, I don't know if they ever
a
put anything.
Sushi joint.
Okay.
Franz,
that's my guy. Yeah, yeah.
He's got an interesting story. He mad at me because I said Africa is out of control.
Ah!
He got all crazy.
He'll get over it.
I don't give a fuck.
No, I know. Franz, he'll get over it.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, like, I wasn't even trying to be, like, I wasn't talking about Africa being upside down. It is upside down because of all the laws that change and everybody's all
fighting different.
Each other.
It's different.
So now you're talking about, like, stuff that people don't get. It's just like, yo, it is what it is. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a great thing either.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And people take it because everybody wants to be so controversial and all this other shit.
And everybody's sensitive.
But Franz shouldn't even talk because you know his beginnings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not say a word. You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's true.
So,
that's
you know,
true. Wait, that was a good impression of him. I thought I did a good impression of him. Yo, fuck, what's up?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not say a word. You know? But that's the whole thing. It's like, you know, we all forget where we come from, and we all forget the bullshit that we've gone through.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I love to have done what he did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
straight
yeah.
up, it's like, that's a record, bro. And that's shit that'll follow you forever. In a bad way, but it still follows you forever.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True.
For
that's
me,
true.
It'd be a good thing, because I'm into all that shit.
Ah.
You know? But like I said, you know, it is what it is. You know, I don't give a fuck. And I totally
that's how you should be.
Don't give a fuck.
I definitely
you
don't
like
give a
me.
Fuck. Yeah, you know I don't care about none of that shit.
You know what I'm saying? I see you working out every day. I see you doing your shit. I see you happy. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. You
it's
know
good,
what I mean?
It's a good time. We passed the bullshit of last year. I know this year is like 2.0 of 2020, but it's getting better.
It's fucking good. Calito don't like being left out.
Oh, no, I'm just recording, bro.
All this would be on your social media
yeah.
later, definitely. We're gonna tag it up and
peace.
All that. Repost, reshare. So, peace. So you're changing the date of the next Latino Laughter show?
Yeah, I have to because I gotta talk to Al. I want to do early show. I don't want to do a late show. I'm tired of this shit. You know what? If I was a new Jack, yeah, you could put me on late, but I'm not a new Jack, and I'm not into like fucking.
I've been doing this for years, motherfucker.
I've been doing it for years.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. Carlito, you got a remix for that?
Nah, bro, I don't rap. the only thing I rap is sandwiches and shit. I work part time at a deli.
Did you hear him? Who's being racist? Carlito being racist against himself.
How many jobs you got?
Bro, I'm Mexican. Yeah, man, I take photos, I do photography, videography, as you can see.
I was born with jobs.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious. I was born with yo, write that shit. That's a free one.
That's a freebie right there. That's for you.
Free.
Here you go.
Got it.
Wow. I was born with jobs. Wow. He just gave you $1 million fucking tag.
That's
bro.
A screen pass.
Serious, bro.
That joke got me sweating already, man. I'm exhausted from
that should have get you on fucking HBO Latino.
Yep, yeah, yep. That's November, that's when the next submissions will be.
I've never done
it. I tried it.
I tried this last year. Tell HBO to like stop their bullshit. You know, let me tell you something, and I say this, and I hope that you're going to edit stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so just take out stuff that doesn't make any sense, but leave the
good
stuff.
Or like that noise over there.
Yeah, the noise.
That's up to, you know, that's because we're in my shop.
No, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Wait, shout out the business real quick. Shout out
the
business.
Oh, that's right. Brooklyn Queens Furniture and Things, 329 Knickerbocker, has set up our set, you know, and we're here just doing our thing.
Shameless plug.
Shameless.
Let's go.
So go ahead. Say about the network.
HBO Latino and Comedy Central Latino are a bunch of bullshit. I'll tell you why. If they wanted to put us on HBO, mm-hmm. they put us on HBO.
Yeah.
They don't have to put us on HBO Latino.
Yeah.
They got to put us on HBO.
Okay.
Okay, because we don't speak Spanish all the time. We speak English.
Yeah.
Well, our fucking jokes are about America. So why the fuck are you putting us on something that we shouldn't be on?
That's true.
You know what I'm
saying? I agree.
And the show is in English.
Yeah.
Those comedians are in English. But you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. And I'm going to say it, and people are going to hate me for it. I really don't give a fuck. You know? You motherfuckers want to keeping yourself stagnant, okay, and you want to keep doing those roles that fucking everybody wants to give you, like the rapist or the fucking drug dealer and all of that, and you don't want to break away from this shit because that's where money is. I understand that.
Yeah.
But break away from it, motherfucker.
Yeah. Do something different.
I don't do any, I do gangster. I'll do a fucking shoot everybody the fuck up movie. But I ain't gonna be, you know. But I ain't gonna be like, yo, I'm the pimp, yo. No, bro, I ain't pimping my people. I ain't doing none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm the drug dealer that sells drugs to everybody else but my people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck everybody else's people. You know, that's the type of role I want.
Right.
Like the metal fucked up motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I go and shoot, you know, some Mexicans.
Jesus.
What the fuck?
You gonna shoot the puppet too?
Yeah, I shoot that fucking puppet right now.
Damn, what the fuck?
But you know I'm joking about that.
I hope
But the truth is this. Like, we make ourselves stagnant. We keep ourselves fucking in dirty water.
Yeah.
You know, and, oh, because you know what? You know comedians would sell their ass if they could.
Yeah.
You know that's the fucking truth.
I've seen it.
But I won't sell my ass.
I still see it to this day.
Yeah.
And then how much?
Not me.
How much, though? I'll sell my ass. Fuck that shit.
You already got a hand in it, bro.
I know, pretty much.
Hand in your ass.
How does that feel, Carlito?
Well, at least he uses Vaseline. So. He's generous.
Yeah. But you understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand. Like,
you know, we sell ourselves, bro. And then me, I want my people to be proud.
Yeah.
I want my people to be moving forward.
Yeah.
I don't want my people to stay stuck because, oh, and you know the fucking worst part of it all?
What?
That these motherfuckers that say they're helping us, they don't give us budgets.
No.
They, you know what the budget is? A dick in your ass, bro.
That or some cocaine some off cocaine. Your ass. Oh,
yep. Yo,
let's they be like, put the cocaine on the ass crack. There you go.
Yep.
Here's your sitcom.
Oh, take that.
Uh oh, we got a blooper.
Commercial break.
Ladies and gentlemen, with George Diaz, and we got Carlito. So look, you were finishing up saying.
All right, they treat it. Look, you know what? It's the same shit all the fucking time, right? We're going to give you a Spanish. We're going to give you a show, Mr. Latino. You know.
Mr. Latino.
And we're going to give you $5,000 to do 12 seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, 12 episodes. And you're like, $5,000? Didn't you just give this motherfucker $500,000 with a show that sucks?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, you're giving me five, motherfucker? Oh, you should be happy that we're giving it to you. Because we could have gave you nothing. You know? I'm not that dude. I'll run you the fuck over with my truck. You know what I'm saying? The way I look at it is this way. the way I look at it this way, I've been doing it all by myself, bro. I work, I put the money in, I make the money for myself. I don't make a lot. Sometimes I don't make anything.
Yeah.
But it's mine.
Yeah.
I own it. Not yeah. you. Not this motherfucker. Not that motherfucker. And all these people look, I got merchandise. I don't give a fuck how much merchandise you got. You suck. Your merchandise suck.
Your jokes
and
suck.
Fucking jokes
your show suck.
And your show suck.
Your movie that you're writing sucks.
Suck. Yep.
Just quit.
You know, just kill yourself.
Yeah, wait, what?
and their girl starts my balls.
But you understand where I'm coming from. Like, all of these people, I murdered yesterday. Nigga, you got beginner's ears, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got those fucking ears that you murdered. You murdered yourself, bro. You know what I'm saying? Then you have all this other shit, like, you know, oh, I'm blowing up. Yeah. You and the rest of the fucking jihads, bro. You know what I'm saying?
So, it goes boom, buddy.
Boom, buddy.
Big boom.
Big boom. But, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, we do a lot. We did a lot.
Yeah.
We did a lot to be treated like we have to go on a fucking separate network because we're Spanish.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. I'm not here. Do I sound like, hey, como esta? Yo quiero...
Wait, let me hear your Don Francisco voice.
Oh, Don Francisco. Es siempre el sábado gigante. How about this one? Golazo! Maradona! You know, I can do all that shit, but that's not who I am.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, of course.
It's part of my culture. It's part of my life.
Absolutely.
But... we're here in America, bro. I want that cash money, bro.
Yeah.
I don't want that fucking, oh, do you want the Spanish money? No, no. Enough.
Do you want pesos?
You want
pesos? I don't want pesos. No, I want dollars.
Leave the pesos for the Mexicans. Oh, sorry, Carlito. I got to pay Carlito in pesos.
Oh, then fuck it. I'll take it.
It's better than getting paid than anything else.
But that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, yo, we have so much respect right now. Mexicans are awesome. Great comedians.
Yeah.
George Lopez has
that's one of my faves. I love George Lopez.
You know he has love for us, right?
Yeah.
So he helps us out, like, however he can. You know, I never asked for money from nobody. Paul Rodriguez also helped us out. You know, a lot of the comedians that are big boys and Latinos, they understand where we're coming from.
Yeah.
They understand. We're just tired of this shit.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not protesting. I'm not protesting HBO. I'm protesting the motherfucker who makes the decisions.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who the fuck I'm protesting. Tell me that motherfucker's name and his address. I'll go beat the fuck out of him in Spanish. Mira, cabrón. Dije que yo hablo inglés.
You're going to hit him with the bitty bitty bum bum.
Bitty bitty bum bum. Bum, bum. Yo, that's a sorry. Otra vez.
That's classic. It's a classic song.
Hit him with the quick sus and then leave, right?
Yeah, I used to do a joke in English, right? I used to do a joke. It's like, you know, you might know Kung Fu, but I know Sasa. Hey, why you going? I'm going. Brothers, thank you so much, Judge.
Yo, thank
this
you, thank you.
A lot of fun.
Thank
bro.
You, George.
A lot of fun.
Thank you, Carlito.
Carlito!
All right, so give your social media handle real quick.
Oh, LatinoLaughter.com. Everything is Latino Laughter.
Everything. All his social media. Wait, on Xbox too?
No, you know Xbox? I don't even know what I am, but I fight people on Xbox.
That is hilarious. How do you not know your gamer tag? I'm Justin. I'm at Justin the Comic. And Carlito, you're where?
I'm Carlitos. You can follow me at Marco Velli.
Oh. That's the creator, ladies and gentlemen. Marco is the creator.
Marco Velli. But Carlitos owns Marco Velli. Carlito be making Marcos do some shit.
He's just the
puppet. Yo, I seen Carlito fuck with Marcos on stage.
This is the overtime portion.
Telling Marco how much he sucks. And I'm like, Carlito, Marco's got his hand in your ass. And then Carlito's like, I don't give a fuck.
He can't defend himself.
He says some fucked up shit to Marco.
Yeah, Marco, he's just a puppet master, Vader. Literally, look what he does to me.
Oh my God, bro.
Yo, this has been a great episode. This is Just a Kid from Brooklyn. Check this show out everywhere because it's streaming everywhere. Give me that 5-star rating. Subscribe, like, share. I'm all over the place. Peace out. Yeah.